We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top Nun Aleph Amud Aleph at the end of a line. We learned that there's a Brisa Masechta Tumura at the Sefta that says that Zevach has Chumras over Tumura. What are the Chumras? It's Noig B'Yachar B'Tzibur. Tumura is not Noig B'Tzibur. It's Doig HaShabbos V'Satoma. Tumura is not Doig HaShabbos Toma, and it also makes a Tumura. And the Gemara was trying to say which type of Zevach is like that, because it's an interesting type of Zevach. It's Doicha Shabbos and Tumah, which sounds like Tzibur, and it makes it Tumuro, which sounds like it's not a Tzibur. So the Gemara came out, it's either Parei Shel Aaron or Eila Shel Aaron. So Gemara is a Kasha, have a different Eitzah, maybe it's a different type of carbon. So Gemara says like this, Rav Sheshes, end of the line, fourth line from the top, Nunal from Nunal. Rav Sheshes, at the Mukum Lava Eila Shel Aaron, once you are being Doicha, saying it's talking about Eila Shel Aaron, Lukma Pesach. Say it's talking about a Karban Pesach. The Doicha is a Shabbos Vesatoma. It's Doicha Shabbos Vesatoma, even though it's a Karban Yachid. Vaisa Tumura, the Karban Yachidu. Lemaisa, a Karban Pesach is an example of a Karban Yachid. It's Doicha Shabbos, Doicha Toma. The Pasuk says that my Adai, it's Doicha Shabbos and Doicha Toma. Because Kavuah Zman has a certain Zman, has an established Zman. Therefore, it's Doicha Shabbos Toma. But still, a Karban Yachid, it makes Tumura. So why can't we say that's the case of the Brisa? So my answer is, he holds, Kusavar in Sheikhtim a Pesach al Hayachid. He holds that, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Masechtas Pesachim, that you can't bring a Karim Pesach on a Yachid. You always need at least two people per Karim Pesach. So if you need two people per Karim Pesach, it's all Mecha Shutvim. So Mecha Shutvim, you can't have a Tamura. That's the Gemara's teretz to this Kasha. So, first of all, the Tais Shalom has a kasha. What was the Havim in the Zetz Zaman Pesach? It says, Noyeg B'Yachid Kibetzibur. A Karban Pesach is only Noyeg B'Yachid, not Betzibur. So what we pshat, the Brice said that one of the Chumras of Zevach is Noyeg B'Yachid Kibetzibur. There's no Tzibur on a Karban Pesach. That's Tais Shalom's kasha. It says, one of the mindless of the Zevach was that it's Noyeg B'Yachid Kibetzibur, which means it either brought as a Karban Yachid or a Karban Tzibur. Like, for example, Oilo Chatos, either brought as a Yachid Tzibur. Pesach can't be brought as a Tzibur. So Tais Shalom answers that there's a shita of Rav Nosson in Masechtas Pesachim that holds Gans Klal Yisrael can be one Pesach and Achilas Pesachim Lo Ma'akva. The eating of the Pesach is not Ma'akev. So you say it's possible to bring as a Karban Tzibur. That's what Tais Shalom answers. But we'll see in the next Mara's Kasha, you're not going to say that. That's one thing I want to speak out. The other thing I want to speak out is Rishash's Kasha. Rishash asks, good we know, Ein Sheikhtim a Pesach al Yachid. What's Mara's Teretz here? That it can't be a regular, they can't say we're talking Karban Pesach. Why? Because you always, Karban Pesach needs at least two people, so it can't make a Tumura. The din that at least two people can make Karban Pesach is not B'Shas Hekdesh, it's B'Shas Da Akrava, you have to have at least two people. But one person can make this Karban Pesach, and then in a few days later, he brings another guy in before the thing. So while it's Kaddish for the first few days, he can do a Tumura then. So why can't it possible Tumura then? That's B'Shas Kasha, and he blives Shreya the Kasha, Tamiya. And there are Svarim will answer, but it needs a teretz. Okay. So the Gemara says it can't be Pesach. Rishon, why not? Because Ein Shechta Pesach Yachid. Frank the Gemara, I have another kasha. But Nuka Pesach Sheni. Why can we say it's only a Pesach Sheni? A Pesach Sheni is Shaykh to be Al Yachid. So why by we say Pesach Sheni is a case where it's Deicha Tuma and Deicha Shabbos, as we think right now at least, and it can make a tomorrow. So why can we say the case of that Tesefta is talking about a Pesach Sheni? And the Gemara, midachi toma pesh midach is deicha toma? Is deicha toma? This man Dema holds, that's not deicha toma. We'll see a machlekes soon about this. We're going to hold that Rav Sheshes holds, it's not deicha toma, and that's why we can't say that the Sefta and Tumura is talking about Pesach Sheni, is because he holds it's not deicha toma. Ad Khan explaining that Tesefta of Choymer Bezevach, or coming out, either it's Parish Shel Aaron or Eli Shel Aaron, and not Pesach. Rishon Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon because Ein Sheikh Ma Yachid, and not Pesach Sheni because Midach Itumma. Here you could have asked, how's Sheikh to have Tzibur? And yeah, no one asks his Kash for some reason, but why can't you have Tzibur? How could it be that it's Tzibur? Because they're not passed off a Tzibur. You could have asked the Kash, might as well blab and share that Kash. Now I'm going to ask a different question, which Mordechai had yesterday. On Daf Nun Aleph, it says that Rav Meir and Rav Yaakov tainted that don't tell me Tzibur is the, that's the Kaveya, what's Deicha Tuma? Because you find, so one of them is because you find a bunch of carbon yachids that are Deicha. Rameya says you find Par Yom Kippurim, Chavit Kan Godl, and Pesach, which is a carbon yachid, and it's Deicha. And Rabbi Yaakov tied the other way. I have a lot of carbon tzibers that are not Deicha. What's his example? One of the examples are Chagiga. So we call it Chagiga carbon tzibur, And call it Pesach Karban Yachid. Like, why? What's the difference? Why is Pesach more Yachid than Chagiga? What's the difference? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Vatana, Amalei Rav Huna Rei Rav Yeshua, the Rava, Rav Huna Rei Yeshua as a Kasha to Rava. Vatana, Maishta Pesach the Karalei Karban Yachid, or Maishta Chagiga Tara Karban Gamatibur. Why do you call Pesach Karban Yachid and Chagiga Karban Gamatibur? Make up your mind. They both come Erev Pesach usually. What's the difference? Now, if you realize, I just when I spoke it out, one's Rav Meir, one's Rav Yaakov. What do you want? Maybe Rav Meir calls those things carbon yachids, and Rav Yaakov calls it carbon tibers. What's the big kasha? So the Siach Yitzchak asks this question, and he says that he brings a Tesefta Taka that says Rav Yaakov also. They said both ways. He said this is carbon yachid, carbon tiber. But Beitzim on our Gemara, we have a little kasha. Why does Rav Meir have to Rav Yaakov? Yeah. And for the Gemara, Imushum, Gemara now explains this question. If because it comes in a big crowd, Pesach Nami has a Kufnufya. Pesach also comes with the whole Oilam, Pesach on the Yom Tif, when they come Oil Regal. So what's the difference? So Gemara answers like this. When the Mandi Omar, Rav Meir, said that Pesach is a yachid, and he was asking that it's doicha Shabbos and Tumah. He meant all the Pesachim, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a carbon yachid, Maisa, because that's not what comes with Knufia. That doesn't come with a big crowd. So the Echadami, Knufia is called Tzibur. Pesach, since it includes Pesach Sheni, that's what we call a carbon yachid. So Gemara asked, Imkain, you're telling me that it's doicha Shabbos Tumah. Amalei, Imkain, yeah, doicha Shabbos and Tumah. Comes out, you're telling me it's doicha Shabbos and Tumah, because that's Pshat in the Mishnah Ramei. A Malay in Kamandi Amadach, Kungut Mandi Amma holds that it's Daicha, the title to the Brahms.
Why are we saying this line?
We're saying now, the question was, why does Rameya call it a carbon yachid? And Chagiga is called a carbon tziva. So our answer includes Pesach, and Pesach is not called a knufya.
Right.
What does it say? What Rameya is saying there in that Brahms? So he's saying, you see a carbon yachid is Daicha Shabbos and Tumah. So we just were saying a few lines ago, that Pesach Shani is not Daicha Tumah. Here you see it is Daicha Tumah. That's the kasha. So Amalei Imkei, Yehidecha Shabbos HaTomah. Amalei in, Kamad Yom HaDachi. Tzaka Machlekes, and Ramei is going according to Rav Yehuda, holds that's Dachi. A tiny lint in a braisa. Pesach Shein Yehidecha Shabbos, Yehidecha HaTomah. Tanakama holds, Pesach Shein Yehidecha Shabbos, and not Yehidecha HaTomah. Rav Yehuda, Yehidecha HaTomah, Yehidecha HaTomah. Yehuda holds, it's also Yehidecha HaTomah. Machlekes, what's the B.A. Machlekes? The Gemara explains. My time, the Tanakama, what's Pshat Tanakama? Amalach, Mepnei, Tumah de chisu v'yase betumah, and like this. Really, it says mayadoi by Pesach Sheni. It should be daicha Shabbos tumah. But the Tanakam is tining that we just got pushed off on Pesach Rishon because of tumah. You can do this with tumah. What's the taina? The oimik of the taina is like this. Pesach Rishon, if it's not a rabbim, the loch is not daicha tumah, is not daicha Pesach Rishon. It's not roi vatzibur. So here also. The Pesach Sheni, how can it be better than Pesach Rishon? If Pesach Rishon is my adai, doesn't work more than if there's a roiv, you need a roiv of a tzibur to do it. So Pesach Sheni, you also shouldn't be able to do it. So therefore, the Tanakhama holds that Pesach Sheni is not Deicha Tumah. If this couldn't be Deicha first Pesach, the first Pesach couldn't be Deicha this Tumah, the second Pesach not going to be Deicha this Tumah. That's the taina of Rab the Tanakam Rab. You don't like no. I'm a krok a chol chukas a pesach ya'asu oisai. Which is just do it no matter what. But feel a bit tumah. Hatayra chzir levasayis v'tayra. The Torah wanted you to be tayra. So he said you could try pesach sheni. Lo yizacha ya'asu anu betumah. If you're not zayicha, you do it betumah. Al kapanim we have machlekes here Tanakam Rab Yehuda. If you bring the current pesach sheni betumah or not, and we're gonna say Rab Meir who tainted to the Tanakama before that you see a carbon yachid zayicha. Tumah, even Pesach Sheni, he's going to call the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So back to the answer, we answered that really Knufya is enough, a big crowd is enough to call Karman Tziva. Pesach is called Karman Yochid because it's Pesach Sheni, and there it's not Knufya, and that even that's Deicha Tumah according to the Amad Yom Rabbi Meir, who holds like Rabbi Yehuda and not like the Tanakam. Holds not like Tanakam. Right to Gemara Kasha on top of my base, but typically, this Kasha is now going back on the Shiloh. We had yesterday a Shiloh. On the par of Yom Kippurim, if you can make a tamura on that, what's the shaila? On one hand, it's called a carbon yachid because the kohen himself is makdashit. On the other hand, all the kahalim get a kapara. So we go bust on a mischaper when it comes to tamura. And here you have a shutvim because all the kahalim get a kapara from it. So the Gemara said the Shiloh was like this. That they get a kapara, is that just kufya? It's just like, they're not really, they're just like schlepping along, they're hanging on to get a kapara, or they're be'etzem kivya mechapra, the etzem shutfim. That was Gemara Shiloh. So Gemara has a kasha, I'll prove you that's kufya. It's just hanging on, I'll prove it to you. But typically, well, we should answer the Shiloh of Mekufyo or Mekivyo. We should answer the Shiloh from this following Braisa. Typically, the Asheloi Omer Achmono, Meshaloi maybe. In the Torah it says, the Hikav Aaron is Parachatos Asheloi, and that teaches has to be from his own money. And the Tanya, look at the Braisa. You have to bring out the Kasha with the Braisa. The Tanya, it says three times in the Psukim Asheloi. Once it says in Pasuk Vav, Hikav Aaron is Parachatos Asheloi. And in Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, "V'ikhikr v'harnes av parachat asher loy, v'chibe v'ada v'abeisay, v'shochat as parachat asher loy." Just three times asher loy in the Pesukim. Netanya asher loy, mishloy maybe, v'loy mishal tzibur. He has to bring from his own money, not from the tzibur. He has to bring this axe from his own money, not from the tzibur. Yochol lo yevi mishal tzibur, she'en a tzibur skatan b'ay. Maybe you don't bring from the tzibur because the tzibur doesn't get a kapar on this. Avol yov mishal achav kanim, his kahanim should help him out. Chip in the pay fit. Shere yochav kahanim is chaprim. But tamalayim the second asheloi. Yochav lo yavi. You're not allowed to bring from the kahanim. But vim havi, if you brought from the kahanim, it's kosher. It's not akiv. Tamalayim is shuv. The third time asheloi. Shana akosov la akiv. The pasuk says it an extra time to ma'akiv. Zok the ritva in the siach yitzchak. That if there's a din that it's ma'akiv, it has to be mashaloi. That should be a riot. It's only makufi mischapra. If there would be mekivya mischapra, it can't be that if they chip in, it disqualifies the whole carbon. It must be that the kahanim who are getting kapara are just getting kapara by hanging on by threads onto the kohen's carbon. And therefore, that should be a pshitus of the shayla that is a mekivya or mekufya, that it's only like a hanging on, which being a right, it's only hanging on, and not that it's an actual shutvistik kapara, it's not an actual partnership. And therefore, we should see from here that you can do it tomorrow. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says back to you, so if they have no shaykhis to the kinyan at all, so then how did it, even mekufya, how does that work? Even hanging on has a kapara. They have nothing to do with this carbon. Ella, what do you have to say? Shani begaza da aroin, the afkar rechmona gavahu kanim. The Targum says that somehow, that the Torah instituted here that the money of Aaron, about it's the money of Aaron, but somehow it's a hefker the gavet kahanim and they get a shutvus here. So halt gavet murnami shana begoz daran afkar chmona gavet avakanim. So don't tell me it's a raya. Maybe really mekivya mechapra, but the halach is that it has to be from Aaron's money, and then afterwards the pasuk and the Torah says that the kahanim get a shutvus in this carbon even without paying for it. Because they will mafke Aaron's money, klapi the kahanim. That means like this. Let's just recap. The Gemara wants to be a raya that must be mekufya because the kahanim are not allowed to have any shaykhis monetarily in this carbon. Mekufya means like floating. That's the word mekufya. The difference between kivya and mekufya is it that you have an actual kapara because you have like a partnership in it? Or really it's completely the Aaron's kohen and completely his kapara. Just you hang on through his kapara, you get a kapara also. And the difference was, who's the mischapra? What? Mekivya means like established. That means you have a kvias. That means you have a real kapara. Kufya means lashon of floating. Like you're floating along. You're not really part of it. You're just floating along. That's what kufya means. So the Gemara wants the raya that's just floating along. What's the raya? Because you see, that you have to keep the kahanim far away as possible. It has to be ma'akiv. Only the aron ha'kohen could do the kinyan. So you see, it's mekufya. So Gemara says, it's not true. Because even if you say mekufya, you have to say that there's some kind of kinyan of the kahanim, and still the halach is the Aaron has to buy it himself. So how does that two things work? How does the two things reconcile himself? Torah says because Aaron buys his own money, and Aaron then gives it. Then the Torah says no, but still, even though they didn't pay for it, they get a chelik in the carbon. Once you say that, you can say yeah, well, that's ma'akiv, that has to be Aaron's money. But the Torah gave him a chelik in the carbon, akide kach, that they actually have a kvias in the carbon. They actually have a established part in the carbon, and then they can't do tamura because if the meschaper is a shutvis, if the more than one person getting kapara, the kvias, there's no tamura. So therefore, it's not a raya one way or another to this shaila. And we're staying with a shaila is a mekufya or mekiva mecheschapra. That's we're blabbing with a shaila. That's what comes out from this gemara.